25.
Authorize intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County for Community Healthcare Assessment Team Pilot to pair one paramedic with one county licensed clinical social worker to connect the high utilizer group callers with the right care.
Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor. At Portland Fire and Rescue, we are always looking for innovative ways to respond to community needs. And I'm pleased to bring before you one such innovative response to community needs. And that is an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County for a Community Healthcare Assessment Team, or CHAT, a pilot program which will pair one firefighter paramedic with one county licensed clinical social worker. The intent is to connect our high utilizer group of 911 calls, medical calls, with the right healthcare at the right place and the right time. The city awarded and appropriated $150,000 out of the Innovation Fund to Portland Fire and Rescue for the CHAT pilot program. Additionally, there's a carryover request that was granted in the spring bump to go towards funding this program. And we're extremely excited about this program. We do think it really is an innovation and provides an opportunity for Multnomah County to partner with Portland Fire and Rescue to really connect our high 911 utilizer group with the right care. And here we have, here to talk more about it is Fire Chief Kim Burns. And then firefighter Lisa Raylock?
Reslock,
okay, who is the CHAT coordinator. I'll turn it over to you.
Correct. Ken Burns, Interim Fire Chief, Portland Fire and Rescue. First of all, I would like to start off with thanking the mayor and the commissioners for setting aside those innovation funds. Funding is always a key element when we're trying to think out of the box and do something new. The CHAT program, the Community Healthcare Assessment Program that we're implementing is one of those such new and improved ideas, and essentially it's we go on a lot of 911 calls. Some of those callers are frequent callers. Some of them are not frequent callers but have maybe social needs or drug addiction where 911 at the end of the day is not the best service for them. So this community assessment team will actually do twofold. One will indeed identify the highest utilizers by numbers of calls to 911. Repeated calls to 911 indicates to me that they're not getting the right care at the right time. They need to be connected with their primary care physician. They need potential housing, other social services. So once those high utilizers are identified, our team will follow up with them on a post-911 follow-up, if you will, to identify what other needs they may need to be more efficient, self-sufficient, help them in getting insurance if they're uninsured, help them with any other social services. So it's a great opportunity for not only the citizens to get educated about some of the insurance that they were just provided by different measures and different legislative action, to let them be connected with their primary care provider. Education is a huge component, and that will be part of the role of the CHAT team is letting these citizens know who call 911 repeatedly, or the one who just calls one time, it just doesn't understand what their available resources are. We'll have the ability to send out a team and connect and coordinate. Our goal also is to work with the social worker. So the social worker has a lot of networking capacity. Portland Fire has the infrastructure, the command and control, quite frankly, the ability to say, we're here to help you. We're able to break down barriers and get people to open up their ideas and vision for new education. So that partnership is really going to be very invaluable. And again, I want to thank you. And Lisa Reslock she's 21 years experience with Portland Fire and Rescue. We have we've identified three alternates that all have 20 years experience or more. So she might want to take a vacation or a sick leave day. So they'll just be substituting.
So how is it that you were able to free up somebody to do this? I'm really pleased that we're doing it. It's something I started 4 years ago when I was in charge of 911. I know Chief Janssens has been putting a lot of work into this, but we've heard a lot about how fire crews stick together in fours and how can we spare one to be in this new partnership.
We were really pleased when we put out the recruitment. I had 15 firefighters interested in this partnership. The innovation grant that you folks put aside allowed for the funding. So the funding for the firefighter's position as well as the funding for the social worker's position is being paid for by innovation funding.
So it's a new position?
Correct. it's a pilot assignment, I would say.
That's my question. Yeah. How can you assign somebody? Because I know you've been tight staffing, and I know that you have the four-person teams. How is it that there's an extra person who's available to do this funding?
Sorry. Oh, yeah. No, that's a very good question. So we have four persons on every response unit. We also have what we call travelers. Travelers are on A, B shift, and C shift. We have three shifts. We have a caveat of travelers who fill in for sick leave and vacations. And so this assignment literally took one of those positions that fills in when someone's on sick leave or vacation, and that position is now assigned for the 6 months. Ultimately, we would like to seek permanent funding, and that would then, of course, fund the firefighter's position to get back to reducing, you know, call shifts and such. So this position didn't come directly off of a fire engine, but it came out of the traveling pool.
Thank you.
Okay, other questions for the chief or Lisa? Thank you both very much.
When does it actually start?
We're working this out of the EMS office, and she was assigned last Thursday to start paperwork and gathering data and basically build a program that's, and a lot of it was there, but, you know, work on reimbursables down the road. Mm-hmm. She'll be partnering with the actual social worker at the end of the month. We needed to get this ordinance passed to get the other contract portion of the program signed. So
has the county assigned a social worker already? Or?
There have been two county social workers that are assigned that have been designated, but not yet assigned. We were, as you know, this has been a very time-consuming, and we've been working on it for a long time, so they'll be assigned shortly, but we know who they are.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you both. Thanks very much. Unless there's anything else you wanted to add.
No. Okay. I brought Lisa today just to put a face to the program, and she's excited. She's doing an outstanding job.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? Okay, come on up.
You're saving the best item for last, or well, not last yet, but thank you. I think I'll particularly address Dan Saltzman. I know there's been some stress around a couple people mentioning Michelle Munt. This is the type of program is why we mentioned Michelle Munt. She was a resident in Northwest Towers. I don't know if there's any research out there that talks about the suicide rate for people in public housing, but this issue is about servicing people who have issues that make them in frequent contact with 911. There's a similar population of people who are distressed but afraid to call 911, so I hope that we can grow this program and improve outcomes for people in our city. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Sometimes I get a little bit confused what people are talking about with paramedics mixed with homeless people and 911 calls and a social worker. Sometimes I feel that it's assumed that homeless people are mentally ill and they need to be taken to a doctor. There was a situation with me in Christmas 2013. I caught a bad flu at Christmas, and I was throwing up in downtown Portland. And if somebody didn't know that I was really incapacitated and dizzy, and you would think I was crazy and mentally ill. And if you had dragged me up, I would have insisted to go up to the VA hospital, right? And the VA said I had a very bad, severe case of stomach flu. And I have my personal rights to tell people to blow off. I'm just sick, okay? I'm not a homeless, mentally ill person, but I was so incapacitated. A virus was going around Christmas time, and they took my blood, and I'm a veteran. It didn't cost me a dime, but I would have used it against people that assume that I need a social worker, that I'm kind of like this, and I'm out of it. It's not, but that's the way I looked, because I had thrown up. I'm making a point. Watch out what you're doing here, assuming that all people who look homeless or are throwing up or on the sidewalk could be sick.
Good point. Thank you. Thank you both very much. Okay, let's take a vote, please. Accept this to approve this IGA.
Saltzman.
Well, I'm very excited about this new partnership, and I think it's going to serve our residents well. I also want to acknowledge retired Chief Erin Janssens for her role in bringing this program to fruition where it is today. Aye.
Ish.
Aye.
Novick.
Commissioner Saltzman, thank you for this. This, I think, is a great idea that both it's humane, progressive, and fiscally responsible, and that it will ensure that we use resources wisely and are going to get people the right care. Thank you. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. I also appreciate the work done by Chief Janssens and her successor, and also want to note that there's potential for funding in this, so as we need to keep very good data, as I know you're planning to do, so that the healthcare organizations can recognize that once again this is the City of Portland providing a public service without reimbursement from the healthcare system. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. This is another case of working smarter, trying to focus resources the right way. I appreciate it. Aye. Okay, a couple more members need.